Thank you for joining us today. We're going to start now with Dr. Vilecki and the role of the Legislative Committee in Advocacy in Optometry.
Thanks, Keith. So the Legislative Committee is the advocacy arm of the NJSOP Board of Directors. The Board of Directors sets policies and goals for the Legislative Committee to try to affect change either legislatively at the State House level or at the State Board through the regulatory process. You've heard that optometry is a legislated profession. What that simply means is that there are 120 members, 40 senators, and 80 assembly people in our state that decide who we are, what we do, and our goal is through this program is to continue to educate them as to exactly who we are, how we play a role in the healthcare system, and how our policies can make healthcare better in New Jersey. This is an evolutionary process. The old guard that has gotten us to the point we are now will not always be there. We need continued new, fresh leadership, new, fresh faces involved to continue to move forward and to continue to push our profession forward. And right now, the board of directors has decided on through their 5-year plan that the priorities for the legislative committee would be to pass two major pieces of legislation, one to advance the scope of practice, and one to enhance our vision care plan benefits as well.
Thank you, Dr. Vilecki. Now, what would my role be as a key person going forward? Dr. David Kong is here to give us that answer.
Yeah, so the Key Person Program for NJSOP, we're looking for members to build relationships with their local senator and their two local assembly members. In either their home district or work district, because both of them can be the same or they could be different as well too. And relationship building, the goal is to create familiarity and trust between legislators and optometrists. We want to spread the facts about the profession. And lastly, the time commitment. So there is a very minimal time commitment to this. It's basically attending a few local legislative events. With a short opportunity to connect with the lawmakers at these events, and then also participate in any call to action email campaigns, and also a annual Zoom call to meet with the rest of the key people. And these local legislators, you'd be surprised at how many of them are in the local community. They could potentially be patients of yours, neighbors, people you went to school with. They're all over the place, and you'd be surprised at how many of these people you actually know.
Thank you, Dr. Kong. That doesn't sound like too much. I'm ready to go to a legislative event, but what do I say? What can I talk about? What can I talk about with these legislators? Dr. Vilecki, can you help me with that?
Sure. So first of all, the goal is to attempt to be conversational. You're building a relationship. You're there to represent your profession. You're not lobbying. You're not selling. You're simply there to be informative, to give some facts about who we are and what we do, and to focus on how optometry as part of the healthcare team it will help the constituents in that legislative district, and also explain to the legislator about how access to care is an issue that we can help solve. This is something that is politically neutral, so your own particular political affiliation does not matter. We need you to be right down the middle. We need votes from both sides of the aisle on any piece of legislation. So this is not political, and your own particular political affiliation is really unrelated to your being there. You will sometimes hear the legislator echo some talking points that our opposition may have made about us, which you will recognize as being untrue. And oftentimes, our opponents will spread misinformation about us. Again, feel free to just talk about who we are, what we do, and always take the high road. We don't badmouth our opponents. We don't badmouth anyone. We always stay neutral and take the high road. And finally, we don't expect you to go into intimate detail about whatever legislative bill may be moving through the State House at that time. You can generalize and offer to have an appointment made between the society and the legislator's office to explore it further and to talk about more detail about any particular bill that we may be moving at the time.
Now we are ready to attend the event. We have Dr. Marianne Hodel with tips on attending the event.
Sure. So, first thing I would say is be confident. Recognize that you are there as the expert in optometry. Dressing for the event is always, I would say, business or business casual. You're going to walk in, you'll check in with the staff there right at the door to greet you. You could just kind of browse around the room, see where the politician is, their chief of staff. You can also, if you're feeling a little uncomfortable, engage with the staff and ask them to introduce you, or just get in line with the rest of us and meet the politician. You are going to have about 5 to 10 minutes at the event. So when you finally get to the politician, you're going to share who you are, who are you representing, and if you have any community connections, they like to hear about them. We're trying to build a relationship with that politician. So try to have a conversation, and they are always welcoming and engaging as well. If you are unsure, if they ask you any questions and you're not sure of the answer, just let them know you'll follow up. NJSOP, the organization you're representing, will follow up with them. After you've met with the politician or the chief of staff, there's usually refreshments or meals. You could sit and enjoy the meal or have a drink, or you could just leave. There's no need for a formal goodbye. You just thank the staff at the door as you're leaving.
So, what makes it possible for me to attend these events? Dr. Kathleen Kinsley is here with the answer.
The NJO PAC, or the New Jersey Optometric Political Action Committee, collects voluntary contributions from members and friends of optometry to support bipartisan champions for the profession. On a weekly basis, the NJSOP learns about upcoming statewide legislative ticketed events. Legislative event tickets range from hundreds to thousands of dollars to attend. NJO PAC pays for the event tickets so that NJSOP key people can attend. These tickets provide us with opportunities to build relationships with legislators, but they are not payments for votes or influence. Ongoing relationships build familiarity and understanding of the profession and your services. All NJO PAC contributions are completely voluntary, and all amounts are appreciated.